What's up, everybody? This is Dre Payo here on behalf of the Hamilton Musician, here with a very special guest, Leroy Sanchez, YouTube man. He's done many covers. He's originally from Spain, now living out of LA, currently here in Toronto, about to do a sold-out show tonight. How's it going, man?
It's going good. How's it going?
It's awesome, man. Leroy just gave like a little presentation here. We're at YouTube Spaces in Toronto. First, I really liked what you said about the importance of consistency and the importance of it being like real. Can you just tell the listeners a little bit about the importance of just keeping it authentic?
Mm-hmm. Well, as an artist on YouTube, in order to build a following and keep it consistency is kind of redundant, but consistency is really important. You need to upload content quite frequently, and also besides just being constant, you also need to be faithful to your art and do what you love, and don't just do it because it's hot in the moment, you know, just do it because you love it, I think, because that'll transcend to the audience as well.
Do you get a lot of pressure of people saying like, hey, you should do this one because like the song's popping right now?
And yeah, all the time. But again, I mean, if I like the song, I'll do it. If I don't, then I won't.
True, man. Now you're on a world tour right now. What you've done European, you've done American. Is there a difference you find in like audiences when you come to Canada or compared to like European or American audiences?
Not so much as in like a, you know, like a continent thing. Is every show is different. Every audience changes it can be from LA to Las Vegas. Like every audience is different. It depends on also the day of the week. Obviously, if it's a Saturday, people for the most part are way more, you know, energetic. If it's a weekday, people are a little, you know, more calm and just listening to the whole set. So it just kind of depends.
Can you tell us a little bit about social media, the importance of social media, and also the importance of going to live music and performing live? What are like different benefits you find of both?
Mm-hmm. Well, social media is super helpful if you want to promote yourself from the comfort of your own room, obviously. You don't need to get your guitar, get in your back, you know, and just go around. But also, when you go out and you play for people, you have that human connection. And usually it's a stronger impact that you have in an audience when you do it live than versus, you know, behind the screen. So every way you want to choose, it's got its pros and cons, obviously. So it just depends on what you're willing to do, really.
Can you tell us a little about your journey specifically? Because you've been doing the YouTube thing for like 10 years. How did you start off? Like, did you automatically go like, oh wow, I'm gonna be like a viral big YouTube guy?
No,
or were you just like doing it for fun? Like,
well, when I first started, nobody really was viral yet, because 10 years ago, YouTube was barely new, you know, and nobody really had an idea that you could have a career as a singer, songwriter, as an artist from YouTube. So I did it for fun because I saw the people doing it and I found it very interesting, and that's why I started, and that's how I try to keep it, and also just do it for fun.
Now, give us your current favorite, or one of them, because I'm sure you have many.
There's a lot.
Current favorite artist, and I'm also curious, because you're from Spain, do you have a favorite Spanish artist as well?
I mean, my favorite artist, it's just so hard to choose, obviously. I mean, I would say right now, Adele has got to be up there, for sure. Adele and Beyonce. from Spain, Pablo Alborán is really good. He's really, really good.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, thank you for joining me. Is there anything you would like to say to the people of Hamilton about staying positive and keeping up with their music?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a tough industry, and it always seems like it's never happening, but that's consistency, like we said in the beginning, it's the key. You know, keep doing it because you love it, and the difference between the people that make it, you know, further is because they keep doing it. So just keep grinding.
With the grind, biggest obstacle you've gone through before we go?
Myself.
Your mind?
Yes. Wanting to quit. That is the biggest obstacle you can encounter. And that comes all the time from, I mean, every easily every week, you know, there's that thought of like, what am I doing? Is this the right thing? I mean, you start doubting yourself a lot. And I feel like that's been the biggest obstacle for me, for sure.
Did you ever take like a few, like a month of a break because you were like just in a rut and then you came back like in a better mood kind of thing?
It happens all the time, yes. I mean, you kind of get saturated of all this stuff happening, or like you're doing a lot of stuff and then you just kind of lose focus. Or on the other side, there is a whole month, for example, that nothing is happening and you start doubting everything that you've been working on. Like, oh my God, why am I not working for a whole month? What's going on? Like, am I doing the right thing? Should I just go back to Spain and keep studying and get a job? You know, it's the industry, it's the music.
Can you tell everybody where they could find you? All your social media plugs.
Yeah, you can find my videos on YouTube just under Leroy Sanchez, or you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at I am Leroy Sanchez.
You will find this interview at hamiltonmusician.com. I am Dre Payo. You can find me drepeomusic.com. Leroy Sanchez, thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.